英语 PK 台一起学起来，朋友们下午好，欢迎收听北京外语广播 FM92.3 正在播出的轻松学英语，英语 PK 台，我是主持人晶晶，欢迎大家收听今天的周一美文，欢迎做我们的嘉宾 Julia 老师。
Hello everyone, Happy Mondays and Happy Teacher's Day. Thank you so much for all your congratulations and all your special wishes.
今天是9月10号，也是教师节。好，在这里呢，我们一并感谢大家为我们 PK 台的团队的老师们送出了教师节的祝福。今天一早上就已经被大家的各种各样的花式祝福给刷屏了，其实心里还是挺开心的。
Yeah, everyone is so happy, and that makes us too happy very much, because like, we enjoy teaching, of course, very, very much.
大家的美好祝福呢，我也会帮大家悉数转达给我们 PK 台的各位老师。啊，那在这里呢，要祝我们周一的老师 Judy 以及为我们朗读美文的 Nick 老师教师节快乐。
Thank you, thank you.
最近呢，我们的节目哈也为大家呢出了一本新的新书新教材哈，每天口语五分钟啊。同学们觉得要是对自己的日常生活有帮助的话，也欢迎大家到各大的网店进行自行的选购了。希望大家能够在英语 PK 台的节目当中收获到知识和快乐。
Yeah.And today, as well as the other weeks before, we are going to read a very interesting story.
是的，今天的周一美文呢，我们又为大家哈选取了一篇饶有趣味的英语的美国小说家的短文。啊，前两次呢，我们读了 O. Henry， 今天这位女作家也曾经两次得过 O. 亨利的短篇小说奖。啊，她也是在美国呢家喻户晓的一位非常有名的女作家，叫做
Eudora Welty。
尤多拉·韦尔蒂，他其实在美国的当代文学史当中也占有比较重要的地位啊。他的作品呢也经常出现在各种美国文学的作品集和美国学校英文课的课本里，所以咱们读这样的美文啊，就相当于在读着美国学生们的课文了。
Yeah, it is book. It's really like American literature here, what we are going to discuss.
大家呢要是感兴趣可以在网上搜索一下这位作家啊，他的作品里呢其实是有一种非常丰富多彩和寓意深远的大世界的，很少针砭时弊。但是呢，朱莉老师为我们选择的这篇文章还真是非常有一种 irony 在里边啊，是针砭时弊的。
Yeah, I love sarcastic stories, especially like when they're secretly very, very true, you know, but no one really dares to talk about it. I love those stories because they really make you think and they make you ponder about like how you can be different and how you can not be the examples she mentioned of a bad person, basically.
这个作家呀，他有一个特色哈，就是他是多才多艺的，他喜欢绘画，他喜欢摄影。
Very creative woman.
他曾经说呀，他说摄影这个东西呢，教会了我在关键时刻摁下快门捕捉瞬间。啊，不仅教会他呢学会捕捉有意义的生活瞬间，还深刻影响了他的创作风格。像今天的这篇文章 A Visit of Charity， 伤心敬老院又叫做慈善访问，这一篇文章当中也把摄影绘画的技巧和 irony sarcasm 反讽的艺术巧妙地融入了情节处理。所以我们每次带给大家的文章都尽可能的带来一些新鲜的感受啊，我们去感受一下什么叫做摄影式的行文啊，什么叫做把人物刻画和故事场景的氛围一起合并在一种同样的渲染当中啊。
Yeah, A Visit of Charity, that's a story that is quite sarcastic and very ironic in a way. Because think about it, if you hear the word charityWhere do you think about then?
一说到这个单词 charity, 我们想到的就是 full of love and care.
Yeah, like a really sincere, like concern for other people or animals, like something that you do for someone else because you're selfless. It's like a selfless act. You don't get anything back in return and you don't need to, right?
对 ,charity 是一个无私的行为。
Well, wrong, like the story proves, because there are many people whoho actually do something for charity, like the person in this story, who do it only because they get something out of it back, you know?
所以说它是一部意蕴背离的反讽作品嘛。一个 campfire, 萤火会的少女组员呢去探访 nursing home or care home, 养老院。
Yeah.
这本来是一个应该充满温情的 charity 的行为，但是呢却让她在养老院里啊感觉到了一种压力，甚至是急于要逃离。诶，这究竟是发生了什么呢？
Yeah, what will happen when she enters the old lady's home?
同样这也是一篇情节淡淡的文章，但是呢很有寓意。 好，我们一起来感受一下。
A visit of charity. It was mid-morning on a day in January, a very cold, bright day. Holding a potted plant before her, a girl of 14 jumped off the bus in front of the old lady's home. I'm a campfire girl. I have to pay a visit to some old lady, she told the nurse at the desk. This was a woman in a white uniform who looked as if she were cold from the outside and the inside. Marianne, the little girl, did not tell her that this visit would give her 3 points in the competition held at the Girls' Scouts Association she was part of. "Acquainted with any of our residents?" asked the nurse. She lifted one eyebrow and spoke like a man. "With any old ladies?" "No, but that is, any of them will do," Marianne stammered. The nurse shrugged and rose and walked towards the hallway. There was a smell in the entire hallway like the interior of a clock. Everything was silent until, behind one of the doors before which they stopped, an old lady cleared her throat, which sounded like a sheep bleeding. "There are two in each room," the nurse remarked over her shoulder. "Two what?" asked Marianne without thinking. One woman was pulling the door in short, gradual jerks. Marianne saw next to her the side face of another woman, even older, who was lying flat in bed. "Visitor," said the nurse, and left. Marianne stood tongue-tied. Both hands held the potted plant. The old woman was waiting. Perhaps she said something. The old woman in bed said nothing at all, and she did not look around.
My,
said the old lady, standing suddenly.
"Did you come to be our little girl for a while?"
Then something was snatched from Marianne's hand, the little potted plant.
"Flowers!"
screamed the old woman.
"Pretty flowers!"
she added.
我们感受到了 Nick 老师一人分饰几角的这个表演魅力。
He is really a brilliant old lady, I gotta say.
越来越好了。很多男作家其实善于针砭时弊的，女作家很少。其实我们读一读这样女作家来观察事项的这种文章，对我们生活是很有启发的。其实女性也很有这个观察力、辨识力啊，对这个事实的真相的一种洞察力。
It was mid-morning on a day in January, a very cold, bright day. Holding a potted plant before her, a girl of 14 jumped off the bus in front of the old lady's home.
开场就是一个栩栩如生的画面啊，这是一月的一天，一月天气多冷啊，是吧 ？Mid-morning 啊，上午大概十点钟左右吧 ，mid-morning， 一个 very cold, bright day， 寒冷但是晴朗的日子。一个名叫 玛丽安的14岁的少女呢，这个时候手里捧着一盆盆栽植物 ，holding a potted plant 盆栽植物 before her， 然后 jumped off the bus 跳下了大巴车 ，in front of the old lady's home， 地点在哪里呢？敬老院门前。
Yeah, and it's like, especially for ladies, 老人院。
院。
Yeah, that one. Especially for older women, like if they cannot take care of themselves anymore, and they're so old and they have no one to take care of them, then they usually go to an old lady's home.
哎，时间、地点、人物为什么都清楚了哈？来到了这里，看来是一个少女啊，独自经历养老院的故事。
I'm a campfire girl.I have to pay a visit to some old lady.
好，上来就自报家门。我是一个萤火会的女孩。I have to pay a visit to some old lady. 我呢要到敬老院里拜访一位老太太。听这个语气，大家可能觉得说啊，这里有我认识的人，或者是说
，Yeah, you would say like it's some relative or like someone she knows at least, right?
嗯
，But no, just some old lady.
他说的是 some old lady， 就是某些某位老太太。
Yeah, she told the nurse at the desk.
嗯，她就告诉啊，这位前台的护理人员。
This was a woman in a white uniform who looked as if she were cold from the outside and the inside.
这个作者始终是一种第三者的观点，第三方的观点啊，在观察，在进行描述。说这个护士呢，是一个穿着白色制服的女士，但是她看上去啊，冷冰冰的。As if she were cold. 开始了哈，进入加入了一些感觉色彩进来了。
Yeah, so it kind of illustrates also that in that house, in that home, it was probably also kind of cold.
对，你说如果一个地方它充满了温暖，它怎么这人能是冷淡的呢？ From the outside and inside, 从里到外啊，都很冷。
Marion, the little girl, did not tell her that this visit would give her 3 points.In the competition held at the Girl Scouts Association she was part of.
但是玛丽安没有告诉她，这次拜访呢，会让她在自己参加的那个女童子军的协会举办的竞赛当中啊，赢得一个3个奖励的积分。玛丽安虽然没有告诉她，但是却告诉了读者，玛丽安的意图来到这里是为了什么呢？是为了得到
Points.
Yes.
She was only there for points.
她作为这样的一个年轻的少女来到这个养老院的目的她是清楚的。
Yeah. So there was some kind of competition held at the Girl Scouts Association that if they would do a good deed, a deed of charity, they would get points. Now the idea behind this is that the girls would do something for charity. But actually this makes them do things only for the points and not really because they want to and because they really want to share their love because they really are interested in the faith of other people.
对呀、啊、我们的常理当中我们认为如果他要去拜访老人院肯定是要带去关心和爱的是不是
Yeah.
但是作者直接老当的告诉你说他是为了得三分。
Acquainted with any of our residents?Ask the nurse.
这个短语 acquainted with somebody 的意思呢就是与什么熟识吗你这里有我们这儿的 residents, 我们这儿的居民们你有认识的吗护士问道。
She lifted one eyebrow and spoke like a man.
Lifted one eyebrow, 抬起一侧的眉毛说话像个男人一样。
With any old ladies? No, but that is any of them will do.
大家听玛丽安这句回答她说认识住在这儿的老太太不不不不不但是哪位都行 any of them will do.
Marion stammer
就是有点结结巴巴了有点口吃了
yeah to stammer that means to say something like when you're nervous or when you even have a problem of speech or you're excited you cannot reallySay a clear sentence, you really struggle with saying something. So she was like, no, any of them will do like that. The nurse shrugged and rose and walked towards the hallway. There was a smell in the entire hallway, like the interior of a clock.
护士这个时候呢只是耸了耸肩啊，然后就站起来走向了走廊。他在这里工作，对这种情景他见得太多了。
Yeah, she has seen this before, and then she's like shrugging her shoulders. She's like, okay, whatever.
I know what you want.
Yeah,
他一来我就知道你这情况是什么啊，例行公事罢了，是不是？所以他就站起来，然后呢走到了走廊的尽头，穿过了整个走廊，给人一种呢 ，there was a smell in the interior hallway. 整个走廊里面有一种奇怪的。味道一种感觉就像是进入了一个钟表的内部大家想钟表的内部是一种什么
very dusty and very old and very like just weird like I mean I think it's pretty catchy to say like something smells like the interior of a clock it's very details and specific but everyone kind of knows what she means with that
冷的、
yeah.
灰尘的阴暗的机械的无情的
Everything was silent until behind one of the doors before which they stopped, an old lady cleared her throat, which sounded like a sheep bleating.
整个啊是寂静一片啊安安静静的这个养老院里面直到他们停在其中的一扇门前门里啊传来了一位老太太清嗓子的声音 cleared her throat.但是听上去呢就像是羊在咩咩叫一样 sheep bleating.
Now, Nick, he really, like, was very good in, like, making a sound like a sheep bleating. Can you imagine the sound a sheep makes? Just like something like meh, 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 basically.
Mm.
But, like, if you change that into a certain cough, then it's like, like that.
声音呢是 暗哑的。
Yeah.
暗淡嘶哑的, 有气无力的, 像一只绵羊在绵绵叫一样, 啊, 发出一点, 喉咙里挤出一点声音。
There are two in each room, the nurse remarked over her shoulder. Two what? Asked Marion, without thinking.
啊, 这段对话也挺有意思的。 护士呢, 一边说一边, 啊, 转过身来, remarked, 就是说话, over her shoulder, 转过身来, 说话到说, 每个房子里住着两位老人，啊，例行公事的说。玛丽安没听懂，她说两位什么？她都不知道。
Yeah, she really was like, there are two in each room. Two of what? Two things? Two animals?
情况毫不了解。两位什么？玛丽安是不假思索地回答道, without thinking.
One old woman was pulling the door open in short, gradual jerks.
好,其中一位女士呢,老妇人现身了。她是拉开了门, pulling the door open in short, gradual jerks.
Yeah, so very slowly and very gradually. So, yeah, very, very, like by small amounts at the time, like small jerks. So she pulled it like in short pulls.
对,就是那个jerks,就是那种 一拉的那种 jerks 的感觉，但它是一种很短的，然后又 gradual 慢慢的拉开了房门。Marion
saw next to her the side face of another woman.
侧脸叫做 side face.
Yeah,
侧脸侧颜就是人的脸的侧面叫 side face. 她拉开门以后，玛丽安才看到这屋里呀还有一位老妇人，even
older, who was lying flat in bed.
甚至年纪看上去要更大了，同时呢，她是平躺在床上 ，lying flat in bed.
Visitor, said the nurse, and left.
护理人员真的是
，yeah,
真的是 完全是那种事不关己哈。
Yeah, she doesn't care at all.
有访客，护士说完就离开了。好，现在我们明白了，这个屋里有两位老太太。
Yeah, there are two old women in the room.
其中一位呢站立着，然后给他开了门，在旁边说话。另外一位呢平躺在床上没有站起来，但是看上去年纪更大了。好，故事呢就在这三个女人当中继续展开了。Marion
stood tongue-tied.
玛丽安这个时候一进屋也不知道该说什么，所以 tongue-tied 就是一时语塞了。
Yeah, she didn't know what to say. Shabuda or something? She was really like very, very like confused and she saw the two women and she was like, what's going on here? Like they live together in one room and they're so old. What is this?
她也不清楚这个情况是什么。之前自己也没有见过。所以一时呢,舌头又被绑起来了,说不出话来。Both
hands held the potted plant.
就两只手,紧紧地握住他那个盆栽的植物。The
old woman was waiting.
然后那位老妇人就在旁边等着,也不知道这个女孩要干什么。Perhaps
she said something.
也许她说了一些什么话,但是也听不太清楚。The
old woman in bed said nothing at all.
而这位躺在床上的更老一些的这位太太呢,什么话都没有说。你不觉得这个场景挺尴尬的吗?
Yeah, it's pretty awkward. Like, imagine that you come into a room and you see two really old people and like one of them is just like ignoring you completely and lying in bed.
你visiting 一个 nursing home, 是不是应该大家相见就如故啊,应该拉着手寒暄啊,很热情啊,自我介绍啊等等。玛丽安不说话,两位老太太也不说话。 这是为什么呢?
The old woman in bed, she completely ignored Marion. She did not look around even when Marion entered. My, said the old lady standing suddenly. Did you come to be our little girl for a while?
天啊,这个站着老太太就突然说到了,说小姑娘,小姑娘。 Did you come to be our little girl for a while? 你是来在这里当我们的小女孩的吗? 就是说,你是来这里陪我们一会儿会儿的吗?
Then, something was snatched from Marion's hand.
Snatched?
Yeah, that is like captured, grabbed, like really quickly, like snatch, like you grab something.
飞快地抓走，飞快地夺走。玛丽安手上的东西呢，被飞快地夺走了。
The little potted plant.
就是那个小小的盆栽植物。
Flowers! Screamed the old woman.
站在这位老太太就说，哇，是花呢，多漂亮的花啊。
Pretty flowers, she added.
The old woman in bed cleared her throat and spoke.
They are not pretty,
she said, still without looking around, but very distinctly.
Pretty flowers,
the first woman insisted.
Stinkweeds,
said the other old woman sharply. She had a bunchy white forehead and red eyes like a sheep. Now she turned them towards Marianne. The fogginess seemed to rise in her throat again, and she bleated,
Who are you?
To her surprise, Marianne could not remember her name.
I'm a campfire girl,
she said finally.
You mustn't pay any attention to old Addie,
the other woman said to Marianne.
She's ailing today. Will you shut your mouth?
Said the woman in bed.
I am not. The flowers are beautiful.
The other old woman whispered again.
Ugly,
said the woman in bed.
If we bring flowers,
Marianne began, then fell silent. She had almost said that if campfire girls brought flowers to the old lady's home, the visit would count one extra point, but the old woman had not listened anyway.
Poor Addie is ailing,
she said.
She has to take medicine, see?
She said, pointing a horny finger at a row of bottles on the table.
I am not more sick than you are,
said the woman in bed.
Oh, yes, you are. I even got more sense than you have,
said the other old woman.
好，这个气氛呢，就慢慢的就起来了哈，开始了。
The old woman in bed cleared her throat and also spoke. They are not pretty.
奇怪啊，刚说完这花真漂亮，床上那位老太太呀，就也清了清嗓子，开口说话了，说不怎么好看。
She said, still without looking around.
说着话吧，也没有抬头看，也没有到处 look around.
But very distinctly.
但是他说话呢，说得非常的清楚。Distinctly. 就完全能够分、yeah. 清清楚楚地分辨出来。
Yeah, she was very precise and very clear, so she knew what was going on. She was not like stupid or something.
这里是作者的一处伏笔。他想告诉读者的是说，这位老太太别看她躺在床上，其实她心明眼亮。她的脑子很清楚。
Exactly, she might lie down in bed, but she is completely sane, like she's not, like, yeah, stupid or anything.
对,她老是老,但是她不傻。
Pretty flowers, the first woman insisted.
啊,门边老太太还说,很漂亮啊。
Stinkweeds, said the other old woman sharply.
而床上老太太却非常的严厉,啊,非常的 sharp, 很尖锐,很刻薄地说,臭草而已 ,stink, weeds.
Yeah, weeds, that's another word for plants, like, any plant can be a weed. When something has the word stink before it, you think it's very ugly or very useless or very, like, just terrible.
听到这里大家都会在想说为什么老太太会对一个访客表现出如此大的排斥心理呢?
Yeah, why would an old woman be so impolite to any visitor?
难道不是应该很开心吗?
Yeah, but she probably had figured out already why Marion was there in the first place.
有些人吧,啊,有些人,你来客是什么,他看一眼他就知道你的意图了。你不用表现，你站在那里，他就会知道你的意图。
I mean, how would you feel if someone comes to visit you only because that person will get some reward out of it, but not because of that person actually wants to see you?
对，这就是说明一个人，无论你做什么样的事情，你有没有带着真正的心去做，对方都会知道的。
She feels insulted. She had a bunchy white forehead. and red eyes like a sheep.
这位老太太的模样呢是这样的 ,a bunchy white forehead, 白色的额头上挂满了皱纹。
Yeah, something bunchy that is pretty like ugly and full of like,
皱皱巴巴的。
Yeah, very, very like worn out and old and mean.
红色的眼睛呢也像绵羊一样。
Now,She turned them towards Marian.
这个时候她把这双眼睛啊转向了玛丽安。
The fogginess seemed to rise in her throat again, and she bleated, Who are you?
Fog 是雾，从来没见过 fogginess, 这种雾蒙蒙的东西啊，这种含糊不清的东西啊。Seems to rise in her throat again, 好像在她的喉咙里又进了什么东西，又升起来了一样。
Yeah, so her throat was constantly full with something like tickly or something like...That. Just imagine, like, if you are smoking and you inhale, like, a bunch of smoke suddenly in one go, then you have to cough it all out, right?、Mm. So she felt like that same feeling.
老年人一般肺啊呼吸道啊都不太好哈、
yeah.
经常咳咳喘喘的。所以这个时候他又像绵羊一样 bleat, 咩咩叫了一下说出了一声 Who are you? 你是谁
To her surprise, Marian could not remember her name.、
啊、被这种场景玛丽安一下也惊吓到了。啊，她也就忘了自己叫什么名字了。
Yeah, she was so paralyzed. She really was thinking like, what's going on? Like, where am I? She was so paralyzed and so surprised. She forgot her own name. I'm a campfire girl.
我是一名这个露营少女团的团员。
She said, finally.
最终她说出来了。
You mustn't pay any attention to old Addie.The other woman said to Marian, She's ailing today.
好，这是谁在说话？
That is the other woman who was standing and who snatched the pot of plants.
对，拿着花的那位老太太就说呀，你一定是没有注意到老艾迪吧？ You mustn't pay any attention to old Addie. 老艾迪，看来床上那位就是艾迪了。
Yeah,、the woman in bed is called Addie.
She is...
Ailing today.
Ailing, 就是说病了。
Yeah, if you are ailing, that means that you're very ill, either physically or mentally. It's usually used to describe someone who is mentally ill, so someone who is very confused and very like...Just lost in thoughts, basically.
这个 ailing 的意思呢，是形容一个人啊，就是有点神志不清的那种病啊，有点精神有点恍惚了。
Yeah.
啊，说你没注意到他吧？他今儿吧精神状态不好。这老太太就说哈、啊，因为看他那个样子挺都对着干、
yeah.
这种啊。
She looks very ill. That's true.
对，然后这老太太马上就说：“闭嘴。
”Will you shut your mouth?
我才没病呢。
Said the woman in bed. I am not.The flowers are beautiful, the other old woman whispered again. Ugly, said the woman in bed.
哎，然后呢，这位老太太其实是在打圆场，意思就是说，没事，她今天不太礼貌，因为她病了。
She's sick, don't pay attention to her.
对。
Don't worry, the flowers are beautiful.
花儿挺美的，我们也还挺感谢你来的哈。但是呢，床上老太太马上就说，难看死了。Ugly, said the woman in bed. 她老是在唱反调。
If we bring flowers, Marian began, but then fell silent.
如果我们带花来的话，玛丽安这个时候还想解释到说，解释到什么呢？她差点要说，但是她没说。但是作者借她的口说出来了。
She had almost said that if campfire girls brought flowers to the old lady's home, the visit would count one.Extra point.
对，事实的真相就是说，如果他在给养老院送花的话，那么他的这次拜访活动呢，自己就可以多获得一个积分。那全是什么？天下熙熙皆为利来，天下攘攘皆为利往啊。
But the old woman had not listened anyway. Poor Addie is ailing, she said. She has to take medicine. See? She said.Pointing a horny finger at a row of bottles on the table.
老妇人也没有听她说什么啊，只是一直在说，哎，可怜的艾迪病了，她不得不吃药。She has to take medicine, see? 然后用他那粗糙的手指 horny finger, pointing a horny finger at a row of bottles on the table.
Yeah, so her finger was shaped like a horn, like very like bent and very like looking like a horn of an animal, you know, of a goat or a sheep.
脚嗯，像脚一样的粗糙的手指，就是那种老而僵硬的手指。
Yeah, a bit like witch's fingers, you know?
是，你看，这个老人院是一种什么样的情况？这老人每天都跟什么作伴呢？跟药。
Yeah.
药作伴，每天就是吃点药，躺在那个地方。
Yeah, and there was a row of bottles on the table, so that were all the medicine that Eddie had to take. So you can imagine a row of bottles, that's a lot of medicine.
所以你看，这个人老了以后，哈，他住在老人院，哈，其实是没有什么人来拜访他们的，他们是处于一种完全被忽略的。
Yeah,
没有关爱的这么一个世界，护士对他们也爱答不理的，每天就跟这些瓶瓶罐罐作伴。其实这些都是作者呀埋的伏笔。我们选这篇文章的时候呢，做了一些缩写，因为时间的关系啊，长度的关系，大家也可以找来这个原文看一看，里面还有更多丰富的细节。
Yeah, we shortened the story a little bit because out of like time measurements, but if you want to know more details about this story and if you want to read further about like how the old ladies actually lived in this old ladies' home, then I would strongly recommend you to read the original story that's everywhere online.
嗯，这个老太太不承认自己病了。
I am not more sick than you are.
他说了这样一句话，他说，我觉得你比我病得严重多了。他就是指的那位站着的老太太。
Said the old woman in bed.
我觉得你才病了。
Oh, yes, you are. I even got more sense than you have.
这位站着老太太说，哦，没错，你说的对，我还比你聪明呢。I got even more sense.我还比你清醒。
Yeah, I am smarter than you. I have more sense left. Like, I am not so old that I'm going crazy.
谁把真的当假的？谁把假的当真的？大家读到这里其实已经已然分明了，是不是？
Yeah, it's hard to tell, actually, who is more sane in that, like, situation.
可怜的老人还以为对方是真的带着一颗真心来探访他们呢。
Said the other old woman.Will you hush? Will you hush? Cried the other one.
Hush 的意思 H-U-S-E.
Yeah, hush means that like to hush, that means to shut up, to stop talking. But it's very, like if you ask someone to hush, then you really ask someone to be quiet and you are really like a little bit angry.
就是安静点安静点你能不能安静点、啊、Cried the other one.
Marian leaned back rigidly in her chair.
玛丽安这个时候 lean back, 就是靠在后靠在哪儿呢是僵硬的 rigidly, 靠在她的椅子上。
Yeah, she was really stiff. She was paralyzed. She didn't move. She was rigid. Like, if something is rigid, then that, like, it's impossible to move that thing. It's very stiff. Very, like, you know, as if she was frozen.
这一切显得多么的尴尬呀。
Yeah.It's very, very awkward.
一场 a visit of charity, 啊如此的尴尬没有任何的欢声笑语。
Yeah, they really don't have any interaction, no warmth, no love between them. Nothing like out of sincere interest for each other. The old ladies know why Marian is there. Marian knows why she's there, and she kind of missed out on the fact that she actually had to care before doing this.、
嗯、我们自己的生活中呢其实也有参与过很多的 visit of charity.
Oh yeah.
这个场景跟我们自己经历的那些是不是截然不同 啊, 啊
Yeah.
这个场景真的是一片凄惨暗淡冷冷清清凄凄切切。
It's a very cold scene.、Yeah.
啊大家完全是就是带着防备之心。所以这种感觉就让人觉得就是它是不对的。
Yeah.
它是和真正的东西是截然相反的。
Yeah, but on the other hand,
它是拧巴的。
On the other hand, maybe Marian just really did not know what to expect.
对，玛丽安呢，作为一个小姑娘来讲，她也不知道。她不知道这一切啊，到底，哎，要做什么。Well,
when I was a little girl like you, I went to school and all, said the other old woman.
我呀像你这样还是个小女孩的时候我也在上学跟你做一样的事情啊。另外的一个老妇人就说到了啊。
Yeah, she starts to like, you know, collecting memories, like talk about the past.
就是说我们也是过来人。
Yeah.
我们也知道你这样做的目的是什么。
You hush, said the sick woman in bed.
但是床上那位老妇人呢举阻止了她。
Hush, said the sick woman in bed. You never went to school. You never came and you never went.You never were anything, only here. Your head is empty, your heart and hands and your old back purse are all empty. You showed it to me, and yet you talk all the time until I think I'm losing my mind. Do they seriously suppose that I'll be able to keep it up?Day in, day out, night in, night out, living in the same room with terrible old women forever. Now, now, Addie, said the first old woman, that's not polite. Do you know what's really the matter with old Addie today?
The matter?
The child repeated stupidly.
What's the matter with her? Why, she's mad because it's her birthday.
Said the other old woman.
It is not. It's not my birthday,
screamed the old woman in bed.
No one knows when that is but myself, and will you please be quiet and say nothing more? I'll go straight out of my mind.
How old are you?
Marianne finally dared to ask.
I won't tell.
The old face on the pillow, where Marianne was bending over it,slowly changed into something that looked like a reflection in a broken mirror.
She's crying, Marianne said and turned to the other old woman. That's Addie for you,
the old woman said spitefully. Marianne jumped up and moved towards the door. She ran down the hall without looking behind her and without looking at the nurse. Her yellow hair under the white cap, her scarlet coat, her bare knees flashed in the sunlight.As she ran to meet the big bus rocketing through the street.
Wait for me,
she shouted. The bus stopped.
我们可以感受得出来哈，这个文章对于老人的刻画呢，除了肖像的特写之外，也主要是通过一些戏剧性的对话来展开的，让大家总是能够先闻其声，后见其人。
Hush, said the sick woman in bed.You never went to school. You never came, and you never went.
他又让人家闭嘴，他说你别说了。卧病在床的这位老妇人就说，你从来没有上过学，你除了这儿，你哪儿都没去过。
You never were anything, only here.
你，而且是 you never were anything. 意思就是说，你什么
？Your life was nothing. Your life was like not didn't have any meaning.
对你的生命什么都不是。你什么都不是，它其实是一种什么？一种抱怨，一种自嘲。
Yeah, it is sort of like complaint, and it's a sort of self-complaint as well. Like, they kind of feel, like, she kind of feels like, actually, that the other woman kind of deserves being in this place, in this older home where no one visits her.
对，你的人生啊，一文不值，你的人生就值得待在这里。你看看 ,your head is empty, 你头脑空空。
Your heart and hands and your old black purse are all empty.
你的心也是空的。你没心没肺游手好闲。你那个黑色的钱包里也什么都没有，你看你的生命就是空的。
You showed it to me.
你给我看过的我都知道。
And yet, you talk all the time until...I think I'm losing my mind.
而你呢，却在不停地说啊说，我都快被你给逼疯了。
Do they seriously suppose that I'll be able to keep it up? Day in, day out, night in, night out, living in the same room with a terrible old woman forever?
真是话里有话的一句话啊！他们真的觉得我能够一直忍受下去啊？就这么日复一日，年复一年，跟你这个可怕的老太婆永远住在一个房间里。你看看他为什么要去责备那位老年人
啊、she is actually like, she's not only like scolding the other old woman, she's also complaining about her own life.
是的，他其实是在借语说话，他是在说对方，其实是在说他自己，对他人生的这种孤苦的困境感到一种无可奈何。两位老人对于花的这个美与不美的争执 引发了他们的冲突。其实醉翁之意根本不在花，是在展示一种所谓慈善环境当中的老年人内心深处的苦闷、孤独、无助和抑郁啊。你会发现他很怪异，他有些不近情理，令人难以接近。其实展现在读者眼前的是一种言辞又犀利、头脑又清醒、内心却非常悲凉的老人形象，对自己的生存状况呢也是直言不讳了。就这么一大段的贯口。
Now, Eddie, said the first old woman.
好啦，艾迪，你就别说了。
That's not polite. Do you know what's really the matter with old Eddie today?
他今天呢不太礼貌哈，他今天有点失礼，就帮忙打圆场呗，就说那你知道老艾迪今天到底怎么了吗？他为什么情绪这么激烈呢？
The matter, the child repeated stupidly.
原因是 the matter? 小女孩就傻傻的重复的问道哈，其实她哪里知道呢？
What's the matter with her?
她到底怎么了？
Why, she's mad because it's her birthday.
她生气呀，是因为今天是她的生日。
Said the other old woman.
另一位老妇人说到了。
It's not, screamed the other old woman in bed. It's not my birthday. No one knows when that is but myself. And will you please be quiet and say nothing more, or I'll go straight out of my mind.
床上老太太已经疯了一样的叫起来，说不是，才不是呢，今天根本就不是我的生日。除了我自己，没有人知道我的生日是哪天。你安静点，你别再说了，否则 I'll go straight out of my mind. 我直接就疯了，我现在就疯了。
Yeah, she gets crazy of them talking. She wants them to shut up. She wants them to stop talking and treating her like an idiot, basically.
一个老人在似乎很得体地接待了小姑娘，而另外一个老人呢躺在床上啊，言辞的非常的犀利。我们想可以想见他的生日是怎么度过的，今天是不是他的生日？ Yes,
yeah,
it is her birthday.
It is definitely her birthday.
但是他的生日里是在他是在身体上的病痛和精神上的凄凉当中度过的。没有蛋糕， No birthday cake.
No presents,
no flowers, no best wishes,
no visitors.
也没有访客，没有鲜花，没有祝福，周围就是大大小小的药瓶，絮絮叨叨的同伴。
How old are you? Marianne finally dared to ask.
玛丽安是终于啊壮了壮胆子啊，问道说那您多大年纪了呢？
I won't tell.
我才不告诉你呢。
The old face on the pillow where Marianne was bending over it slowly changed into something that looked like a reflection in a broken mirror.
这张在枕头上的苍老的面孔啊，当这个玛丽安就是弯下腰去看他的时候呢，他发现这张老去的面孔啊，面慢慢的就变得像玻璃的碎镜 in the broken mirror 当中的碎的倒影一样，就是已经很老了。
Yeah,
老的都是
she's very old, very wrinkly, and you can imagine that if a very old face is in pain or is crying, then more wrinkles appear, right?So, like, that's why the writer says it looked like a reflection in a broken mirror.
She is crying,
Marianne said, and turned to the other old woman.
她看清了，其实这位老太太已经流泪了。
That's Eddie for you, the old woman said spitefully.
这才是真正的艾迪。后来那位站着的老太太就是比较的 spiteful 哈，不怀好意的说道，这才是真正的她。你看，她不脆弱的像一个小孩一样吗？
She was a little bit mean, like, oh, that's typically Eddie. Like, she's always doing that. She's always so emotional and so exaggerating and angry. She is so weird. That is like when you say something spitefully, you say it because you kind of want to be a little bit mean to someone or about someone.Marianne, like she had enough. Marianne jumped up and moved toward the door.
玛丽安在这种压抑的环境当中啊，感觉到自己已经受不了了。
Yeah.
此时此刻她非常想要逃离，她不知道这一切到底是什么，她也不知道她做错了什么。Jumped up and moved towards the door. 她开始奔向门口。
She ran down the hall.
然后呢，沿着走廊向外跑过去。
Without looking behind her,
甚至都没有回头看一眼。
And without looking at the nurse,
甚至也没有回头看护理人员。
Her yellow hair under the white cap, her scarlet coat, her bare knees flashed in the sunlight as she ran to meet the big bus rocketing through the streets.
这里有一段大段的描写哈，说她黄色的头发 ，under her white cap。白色的棒球帽下的黄色的头发，她猩红色的外套 ，scarlet coat，
yeah，
her bare knees， 裸露的双膝在阳光下呢是闪闪的发光。
Yeah, scarlet coat. It is like scarlet is like a kind of red. It's a, like a deep red color, and like she had bare knees, so she wore like such a Girl Scouts outfit, like such a skirt.
对，这是他们那个团员的那个服装嘛。
Yeah, it's just like a school uniform, basically. Like they all wear the same clothes, so they all wear like a skirt and a little blouse, and like she had bare knees, so her knees were visible. They were not covered by anything.
其实这里还有一段哈，我们把它缩写了，还有一段、yeah. 就是因为。本来嘛，这个老人还很得体的接待这个小姑娘，结果最后呢，他一反常态的开始向这个小姑娘乞讨，结果呢，这个小姑娘是面对老人可怜兮兮的乞讨，她是无动于衷的挣脱跑开了，是这样的。所以作者是想，是把这个老人这种反常和可怜，来衬托这个小姑娘的一种惊魂未定和她的自私冷漠。当然，未经世事的她也没有经历过这种凄苦孤独的生存状态，但是。情感上至少他来讲他是麻木的
yeah
他是真正的是麻木的
yeah
所以 wait for me she shouted
the bus stopped
他就、啊 yeah. 赶紧要去搭那个大巴车他要逃离这个地方哈
yeah she really wanted to get away from that place to get away from like those terrible old ladies and like she totally did not expectto encounter this situation. I think she never went to an old lady's home or to an old people's home before. Like, if you, yeah, are not familiar with that scene, you think, oh, people in an older lady's home or in an old people home, they're okay, right? The people take care of them, they have, other people around them, so they're not lonely, etc. You think very positive about it. And of course, not all house is the same. There are houses where people actually have a lot of fun.
对
But
innocence, 是不是
Exactly, naive, very naive.
我们的课堂文段是节选到这里的，但是后面还有一个精彩的场景，就是这个小姑娘，她如释重负地跑出养老院以后呢，她第一件事情就是跑到一排的那个灌木丛旁边，拿出呢事先藏在那儿的一只红苹果。
Yeah, she finds an apple when she runs outside, and she hid it like before she entered the home.
她藏在那儿的，然后呢，她跳上公共汽车的时候，就对准那只红苹果狠狠地咬了一大口。
Yeah, she gets a big bite out of the apple.
对，其实呢，这个红苹果是有一定的寓意的。红苹果就像那个夏娃的那个智慧果一样，他吃了这个果子，就是 Adam and Eve。
哦，
他吃了这个果子以后，他、
yeah.
增长了智慧，他了解到了这个社会不是他心里所想的那样，是吧？
Yeah.
老人在老人院里就受到了很好的照顾，就是充满了爱与关怀的。他知道这个社会存在的苦、丑、伪善、险恶，也从一个侧面反映了养老院对于这一趟 visit。对于小姑娘的精神和心灵上的剧烈的冲击。
Yeah, she really like, yeah, eats the apple of innocence, right? Like she gives a big bite in it, and it's a nice metaphor to the apple of Adam and Eve, of course. Like, that is like, yeah, sort of like sign that she is not innocent anymore. She is like, yeah, she knows now. She's not naive now. She's very like, yeah.She feels guilty, but she also feels like the situation was very, very wrong. And she feels weird because it was so different than she expected.
对，我们也可以哈，就是感觉到作者在行文当中有很多的一些比喻。你比如说，刻画老人的弱小，温顺无助，用了什么？用了 goat,、
yeah.
sheep, 羊来描绘，就是那种很脆弱的。
Yeah.
很可怜弱小可怜无助的这种形象 啊，触动了读者对老人的一种恻隐之心。
Yeah, like, I mean, the whole situation described in this old lady's home is, of course, like what I said, it's not the situation as it is in all old ladies' homes. My own grandmother is in an old lady's home, and she actually is kind of okay there. Like, people visit her, and she has a lot of children, so they come to visit her always. But, like, how would you feel if you have no one left, if you're sitting in such a home, and the only visitor you get is someone who does it only because she gets points from it, and you know it. You know that that person is visiting you just because they have an own interest in this. Like, they get something out of it. They get some reward for it. They don't visit you because they care for you.
是啊，所以他这个文章就是对养，就对这个美国当时社会的那种养老体系的不满和一种批判。
Yeah,
对于流于形式的这种 charity 慈善行为的一种批判。
Yeah, like living in such a home can easily make people feel lonely, depressed, and forgotten. And usually those homes, they also struggle with like a shortage of rooms, like not enough like space to house everyone. So that's why the older ladies, they were also put together. And it was not necessarily because they were the best friends. No, you noticed that. But that was because there was just no more room to give them a separate room. So they were just thrown together like...Yeah, no one cares. Like, it's just like two old ladies, so they probably should get along, right?
是。
Wrong.
所以啊，这个文章除了提醒我们就是说关爱老人之外哈、
yeah.
啊、还有一点就是说做什么事情的时候啊，你真的要带着真心去做。
Yeah,
你这虚情假意的，你伤害别人。
Yeah, you should not do it for your own good. You should not do it for your own...like benefit. They will know and they will notice it and they will feel insulted because of it.
对。
I did some volunteering work in an older women's home as well. And I noticed that they were very suspicious actually. They were really like, so how much do you get paid to clean our room? You know, they were really interested in that. And I said, nothing. Like, I'm a volunteer. And they were like, oh, okay.And, like, they were really, like, weirded out by that idea, you know, because they were used to people just doing that because it was their job.
Mm.
So, I mean, that feels very, like, weird, right? If people only, like, communicate with you or only, like, help you because they will get money for it or because they get rewarded from it or because people will say, oh, that's such a good job you did. Well done.
你看，这老师也有过这样的经验哈。这个是美人很多的啊，我们的节目呢窥豹一般吧啊。这位维尔蒂这位作家呢，特别善于用这种运用光影色形声打造氛围啊，把这个词语符号呢幻化为更加具有冲击力的视觉艺术形态。大家要是感兴趣的话，也可以找他的文章来读一读。不过也还是挺难的，有些难度哈。
Yeah, it is a bit difficult English, but 加油加油 ，You will get there. You will be able to read that one day.
橙子说了，要走心，不要走形式。是的，所以以后呢，我们自己在做这个 visit of charity 的时候，也一定要走心。好，今天的美文就是这样了，感谢大家的收听，谢谢朱迪老师。
Thank you for listening.
下次见
，See you next time. It is a razor.That leaves your soul to bleed. Some say love, it is a hunger, an endless aching need. I say love.